Appreciate the Lord today. Appreciate His mercy and His love to us. I want to testify. It's been about, I think, 2 weeks ago, I believe, that I went into the bathroom. I'm going to shave or do something. And all of a sudden, my legs give down, and I landed on the bathtub, you know, there, the side of the bathtub, and I don't know how it was, seemed like I couldn't get up, and I called my wife, and I told her that I really needed her, so she came in and she prayed herself. I was praying myself too, but she prayed, and the Lord touched my body. I appreciate that so much. I don't know what that was. I mean, I thought maybe I might have, you know, the Lord might have called us to from here to time to eternity. But the Lord healed my body. I appreciate that so much. I tell you, God is a mighty God. God is able to help us no matter what the situation is. God is able to help us. And I appreciate the Lord. Every time it seems like it just touches my heart, every time the Lord touches my body and heal my body, and I appreciate the Lord. Amen. We do have a burden up on our hearts this morning. I appreciate the message this morning, what we've heard. And the Lord is trying to get us to really see the real truth of God's Word. You know, it's more than just coming to services. We want you to come to services, but it's more than that. It's a deep experience of salvation in our soul. And I thought about how that the Lord is able to help us. I want to turn to 1 John. 1 John, the 4th chapter. I desire your prayers. I feel like this is the time that the Lord will help us to really see and really get a hold of the real spirit of Christ in our life. Over here in the 4th chapter of St. John, this was St. John, this is the beloved son that leaned on Jesus' breast. We surely need to lean on Jesus' breast. We are weak in the natural, but spiritually, we can be strong in the Lord. And here it says here, it says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit." You know, I thought about the spirits. There's many, many spirits. Many, many spirits is out in the world. And we don't want just any spirit, but we want the right spirit. So that's what we want. We want Christ's spirit in our hearts and in our lives. This is what, you know, the Holy Spirit, that is the right spirit. The Holy Spirit, it said that He will strengthen us. He's able to strengthen our hearts. He's able to give us power to go through with victory in our soul. He is able to lead and guide and direct us in every way. So we really need to walk in the Spirit. And it said here, believe not every spirit, whether they are of God, because many false prophets, or you can say many false spirits. You know, there is a spirit. I thought about, you know, the Muslims. They don't believe in Jesus. They don't believe that he came in the flesh. They are trying every way they can to hinder the United States or hinder the saints from really believing in Jesus, really holding on to him. Don't give down. You know, I thought about how Jesus himself, God was with him. He had to go through this. And but I thought about how that we can believe the wrong spirits. You know, we can believe the wrong spirits. That's a sad thing. But it said, now listen to what it said. Hereby know we the Spirit of God. It says every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Now we know, well, I know that Jesus came in the flesh. He came in the flesh. Now this is what we're going to have to believe, that he came in the flesh. And it said here, Lord help us today. It said, hereby know the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Now this spirit is of God. Now this is what we need. We need the right spirit. And it said here, and every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist. Now these Muslims is the Antichrist. I feel like they are the Antichrist. They are trying to deceive all the people that's here in the United States, it seems to me like, and believe the way that they believe. But brother, we need to be firm in truth. We need to hold this truth, not in unrighteousness, but hold this truth according to the plan of God. And it said here, Lord help us today. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come into the flesh is not of God. You know, if they'd say, I've heard people say, well, that's a fiction. You know, it's not true. But Jesus came in this world in the flesh. And he was the sacrifice. He was the greatest sacrifice for our salvation. And it said here, Lord help us, that he don't, if we don't confess that Jesus is come in the flesh, is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now, already, it is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Thank the Lord. You know, we can overcome the world. We can overcome doubts and unbeliefs and all these things. Now, we can overcome these things. Thank the Lord. You know, isn't that a wonderful thing? That we can overcome these things? And it said here, Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's the Spirit. It said greater. Oh, Lord, help us today. God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I feel like this means the right spirit that is in us. It's greater. Isn't that a wonderful thing that you can think about? It's greater. The spirit of the world is not of God. See, is not of God. The spirit of the world is not of God. Brother, this is why that we need to have the right spirit. You know, I thought about, I believe it was David. Well, let's turn to Psalms 51st Psalm. I want to read that. You know, I pray today. I pray the Lord to help us. You know, it's the Spirit. This is what that will take us through, is the Spirit of the Lord. And the natural man can't take you through. It takes the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of God to take us through and give us power and give us grace and give us victory over ourselves and over the world. Lord, help us today. Help us to realize and see that it is the Spirit. It's not, the flesh. That seemed like they said the flesh profiteth nothing. You know, it don't profit anything. The flesh. All the flesh is just, for pleasure and all this. But we want the Spirit. We want the right Spirit. And it said here in Psalm, the 51st Psalm, it said, create in me. You know, we need a new birth. That's what we need. A new birth. It said here, create in me a clean heart. Lord, help us. We need a clean heart. And it said here, O Lord, and renew the right spirit. The right spirit. You know, as we go on down, it talks about the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Now, we don't want the spirit of error. We want the Spirit of truth. And I thought about the Holy Spirit. This is a spiritual realm. It's not a natural way of going, but it's a spiritual way. See, it's a, I thought about that, and it said, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. This is what, you know, I thought about how that we need the right spirit. It's a wonderful thing to have the right spirit. It's a wonderful thing to walk in the right spirit. It's a wonderful thing to be led by the right spirit. But I thought about, I thought about this morning, I appreciate the thought this morning, about the Trojan horse. And he mentioned about the enemy, that's the devil, the enemy got into this Trojan horse. And I thought about that as he was talking. The spirit of the enemy or the spirit of evil can enter into our hearts. Well, that's right. You know, what did Jesus say? He says, watch and pray. This is the thing that we all need to do, is to watch and to pray. Because the enemy, he's sly. It said he's going around seeking. What he's seeking? He's seeking to get into our hearts. He's trying his best to get into our hearts and rule our hearts according to his plan. But may the Lord help us today. May the Lord stir our hearts today to realize that we really need the Spirit. Over here in 1 John, the 4th chapter, and we want to get down to the 6th verse. Lord, help us today. We've been real burdened. We've been real concerned. I feel like the enemy is working so hard. Working so hard to try to deceive the saints and deceive the world. But the 6th verse says, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Now we need to know this. Brother, today, you know, I thought about how that it's the Spirit, as many as are led by the Spirit of God. We need to be led by the Spirit, not by the natural, not by the flesh, but we need to be led by the Spirit. See, it's the Spirit. This is very important to us, is to walk in the Spirit and to be led of the Spirit. Lord, help us today. You know, it's a wonderful thing to know that we are in the right Spirit. You know, I appreciate the blessings of the Lord and how the Lord is able to help us. Well, we want to go over to Romans, the eighth chapter of Romans, and we want to get to some scripture here. May the Lord help us today. May the Lord stir our hearts today and realize, brother, this. You know, we can be led away. In their scripture said, led away by the error of the wicked, or something to that effect. We can be led away. Lord, help us today. We want to go the straight and narrow path. But in the Romans, we want to start at the 2nd verse of the 8th chapter. It said, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which hath made us free, hath made us free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. Now he condemned sin in the flesh. This, you know, the flesh need to be crucified inwardly. You know, the not the outward man, but the inward fleshly desire, I mean the fleshly man, has to be crucified. Because we have to walk in the Spirit. See, we have to walk in the Spirit. It said that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not, it said, walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. We must walk after the Spirit. This is the thing that will lead us and guide us and take us to heaven. And it said here, for they that are after the flesh, now listen to what this says now, do mind the things of the flesh. We don't want to mind the things of the flesh. We want to mind the things of the Spirit. And it said here, Lord help us, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. This is what we need, to be led by the Spirit. We need to desire what the Spirit wanting us to do. You know, it's the Spirit. As many as are led of the Spirit of God. What does it say?
They are the sons of
God. They are. That's positive, isn't it? They are. You know, it didn't say they might be of God, but they are of God. Lord, help us today. It said to be carnally minded, that's fleshly. You know, sometimes our flesh can get get in the way. And that's right. And it said, for to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded, brother, we need to be spiritually minded. But to be spiritually minded, we must have the Spirit, Christ's Spirit. We must have the Holy Spirit in our lives, and we need to submit. You know, that's the main deal. We need to submit to the Holy Spirit. You know, I thought about in their scripture say that that grieve not the Holy Spirit. Well, that shows us that the flesh can grieve the Holy Spirit. You know, it can grieve the Holy Spirit. But we don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. We want to love the Holy Spirit. We want to submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit. We want to humble ourselves to the Holy Spirit. But it said, to be spiritually minded is life and peace. It said because the carnal mind, oh Lord, help us today. Or it says in the center of reverence, it says the mind of the flesh. That's a pretty good thought, isn't it? Mind of the flesh. We don't want to mind the flesh. Brother, this is what gets us in trouble with the Lord. Is just minding the flesh and just doing what the flesh wants to do. But it said here, to be carnally minded is death. That's spiritual death. But to be spiritually minded, that's what we want. We want to be spiritual minded. We want our inner to be spiritual. And it said here, to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Isn't that wonderful? You know, I appreciate it. You know, I never did realize, I thought before I got saved, I didn't realize the precious plan of salvation. Brother, when I got a hold of it, it was precious to me, Brother Leslie. You know, it was something. I've heard people, and I'm not condemning no one. The Lord knows this, but you know, just have a struggle, brother. We don't need a struggle, brother. We need to love the Lord with all of our hearts, and all of our minds, and all of our souls. But it said here, spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. In other words, the Lord cannot do anything with us. Because the carnal mind or the fleshly mind usually rebels against the truth and draws back, you know. I mean, that's what the carnal mind. This is why that it needs to be eradicated, done away with. Lord help us today. You know, I heard a man say one time, he's supposed to have been a preacher, I guess. But he said that it seemed like that he just couldn't feel the Holy Spirit. You know, there's a lot of times, now I'm not boasting in myself, but I can feel the Holy Spirit. Just feel the Spirit of God, you know, just working. You know, that's a wonderful feeling. But it said, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God. Brother, we're going to have to be subject to the Spirit. That's right. If we're not subject to the Spirit, well, the Spirit cannot help us. Isn't that right? You know, this is where a lot of people, you know, seem like, well, I want my way. Well, if we want our way, brother, we just might as well go on our way but I want the Lord's. I want the Spirit's way and the right Spirit. There's a spirit of right and there's a spirit of error, as the Bible says. But may the Lord help us today. But it said here, but the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. It's so plain. Isn't that so plain? If we're living in the flesh and walking in the flesh, God is not pleased. God is not pleased. It said the flesh is enmity against God. Now the Lord is wanting us to drive out everything that is against God. Everything that God wants full sway and full control in our life. Spiritually, the flesh, we need to deny ourselves of the fleshly desires, you know, and we need to let the Spirit be subject to the Spirit, Spirit of God, and Lord, you know, sometimes I pray like this. I say, Lord, lead this body. Just lead. Just lead it in your way. When I got saved, I didn't love the world. God took the world out of me. And I didn't love the world. You know, I used to love to watch TV and I used to love to go to the movies and I used to go, you know, I thought about, I usually go before I got saved, you know, seeing them cowboys and western movies, and I enjoyed them. Really, I did. But, you know, when I got saved, really, you know, I thought, why did I do these things? Why did I do this? You know why I did it? It was a carnal nature or the carnal spirit that was leading me that way. We don't want the carnal nature. That's why that we need to get it purged out. The carnal nature is going to deceive us, and it will lead us the wrong way. But the Spirit of God, the true Spirit of God, will lead us in the right way. And we will be happy. I'm talking about happy. You know, we're not, you know, a lot of people, I've heard people say, I don't know how you people live. It looks miserable. You know, to the world, it does look miserable. You know, they say you can't do this and you can't do that. and you can't have any fun. Well, I tell you, I've had fun with the Lord. You know, the Lord, He helps us out. I appreciate this, and you know, the Lord healed my body, and I could not. This is the truth. My wife can verify that. I could not get up. I tried, really, I did. I tried to get up. I couldn't get up, and the Lord just touched those legs, and I stood up. And I think Sabella was a little worried about when we had to go to Bartlesville. But you know, seemed like as I went, well, it seemed like I got stronger and stronger. But you know, a lot of times, don't the scripture says I live by faith of the Son of God?
I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me.
That's right.
And the life I live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
You know, we're going to have the faith of the Son of God.
That's right.
Jesus. You know, I thought about how so many people seem like, well, they always wanting to see Jesus as a little baby. But you know what? You know how I see Jesus?
Oh, we see him.
I see him as a sacrifice for myself and for the whole world. He was the greatest sacrifice ever was. He was a... You know, he was a grown man. And yet he died on the cross. He was willing. You know, that's what touched my soul before I got saved. Jesus up there. And the hammer nailing him to a cross. And mocking him. Put crown of thorns. I thought about crown of thorns on his head. And bowed down. Hail King. Hail King. They didn't want him. They was mocking him. But I'm glad. I'm glad he didn't stay in that grave, Brother Leslie. Isn't that wonderful? You know, he could not stay in that grave. He had to come out of there. And he came out of there, and that brought salvation to my soul. Brought salvation. Brother, today it's a wonderful thing to have salvation. And to be preserved by the Holy Spirit. You know, it's a wonderful thing. I appreciate the Lord today. See, Mike, I just can't express the wonderful blessing that the Lord has given us.
Amen.
You know, I thought about how that my mother and dad, they had a profession. You know, a lot of people, they have a profession. But, well, my mother at the last, she did get saved. I appreciate that so much. I feel like I led my mother to the Lamb of God. And she really got saved. And, you know, I'm glad for His Spirit. That's the right spirit, isn't it? I'm glad that He suffered and died. You know, that might sound cruel. But I'm glad He suffered and died on the cross. That brought deliverance to my soul. That's right. It brought peace in my life. And you know, I didn't know, you know, my mother, she had a television. And I wouldn't watch it. I just feel like that. And before I got saved, I loved the television. Really, I did. I mean, I'm honest with you. I love the television. But you know what? When I got saved, Brother Leslie, Christ was greater than that television. That's right. Greater than that television. Greater than the movies. Greater than all the pleasure that's in the world today. But we need the Spirit. His Spirit. In our scripture says that if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, that the Spirit, brother, this is what we're trying to stress today. I hope you're getting a hold of it. Stress today that we need the Spirit to walk in the Spirit and not after the flesh.
Amen.
The flesh is an enemy to the Lord. It's an enemy. But I pray today that we will be willing to give up the carnal nature.
Amen.
Give up the old flesh.
Amen.
All the things I have to admit it. I love the world and I love the things of the world and I partook of the things in the world because I enjoyed it at that time.
Yeah.
But you know, when I got saved, you know, I can just hear my mother say it. You know, I used to listen to Dick Clark, you know, he was on the TV, you know, Dick Clark. And I danced right with him in the home. You know, I mean, they would dance and all. And my mother would say, "Your program's on." I said, "Mom, I don't have no program." I don't listen to them things anymore. Oh, she said, "There ain't nothing wrong with looking at the television." She said, I don't want to go out here to a show out in the world, but she said, I enjoy things, you know, and you bring it into the home there and looking at it and all, and said, sometimes, you know, you get bored and stuff like that, you know, but I'm going to say one thing here. You may not, but I never did get bored since I got saved. Did you, Brother Leslie?
No.
I never did. I was just, you know, I was singing. And even while I was working, you know, I was singing. And this man, bless his heart, I guess he's going on, but I got so blessed in my heart, really I did, and I shouted, and I guess it scared him. And he said, if you do that again, I'm going to knock you in the head. That's just what he said. You know, today, it's a wonderful thing. Walking in the Spirit, having the right spirit, doing the things that is good, not desiring the things of the world. But may the Lord help us today. May the Lord stir our hearts today. The 14th verse, I'm going to cut it short here, said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I want to turn to 1 John 2:18. Lord, help us today. You know, I appreciate God's mercy and His good, love and goodness to us. Appreciate the blessings of the Lord and how the Lord is able to help us in this life and how the Lord is able to bless. It said here in the 18th verse, it says, little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard, that an Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. Isn't that a sad thing? People of David, why do they go out away from the saints? They're not of it, that's right. It said here, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would not doubt have continued with us, but they went out, they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Lord, help us today. You know, I thought about when I read this this verse here. You know, I don't want to leave the true saints of God. You've heard me say this. I went to Monarch. It was the first time that I went to the Monarch. And, you know, I came in the back, and they were singing. Oh, it was, I don't know, it was singing, but it sounded like, to me, it sounded like that they had music, you know. And as I came closer to them, I didn't see no instruments. That's right. I didn't see no instruments. And I thought to myself, this must be of God. I went home and I told my mother, I said, Mom, I heard the prettiest singing that I've ever heard in my whole life. I said it was beautiful. And they didn't have no music. And Mom, she didn't realize, I don't think, she didn't understand. And she said that, I want to go. I want to go out there. But I want to tell you something. The enemy. Now when she went out there, she enjoyed the singing, but it wasn't like, when I went out there, you know. But it sounded, to me, it sounded so beautiful. So it seemed like just right in tune, you know. And so, I thank the Lord, all that year. It cost me some money to go out there, but brother, it was worth it. I saw the power of God came up there preaching, strong preaching. I'm talking about strong preaching. And you know, old brother Fox used to say, strong preaching makes strong saints. He used to say it. I don't know if all of you know Brother Fox or not, but he was a jolly old fellow. And I remember, he'd get up to preach. He was a big man, you know. He was a pretty good man. And they had a little deal that you stood on. And he'd jump up and down, and that thing would give. Really, it did. And I thought, oh, Lord. I said, don't let it give down to him, you know. Well, it never did, but really it did. It sort of gave. But I appreciate Brother Fox. He said, strong preaching made stout saints. And I agree with him. I pray the Lord to help us and to and it says they went out from us, but they were not of us, for if they had been with of us, they would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not of us. So, Lord, help us today. I appreciate the Lord today. I appreciate the truth. I'm so glad. I want to say this. We don't know how long we're going to be here in the world. But I love the saints. I miss the old brethren that was here, and they would admonish me, and I appreciate it. I probably needed it, but I love them. They put out strong doctrine, truth. I never was offended, and I'm not boasting, but I never was offended what they put out. Because this is what makes us strong. You know, it talks about in the Bible, it said, be strong in the Lord. Not in ourselves or not in some group, but be strong in the Lord. And the Lord is able to help us out. I desire your prayers. That the Lord, that we'll continue on being true and faithful to the Lord And I want to make, you know, I've said this before. I want to see Jesus if it's possible. I want to be with him and praising all the things that the Lord has done for us. So I appreciate the Lord today. You pray for us.